Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's right, Jim Nance. That is not good consequences for the Steelers. DK Metcalf suspended 2 games, and the man who will hear the appeal is Roger Goodell. Raise your hand if you think Roger Goodell is going to augment and lower that suspension. Nobody's raising their hands? Yeah, I didn't think so. Joining us now to get into it is the great Jeff Hawthorne. He was in Detroit. He didn't punch anybody in the face, at least to my knowledge. And Jeff is brought to you by the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa Card. 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. It's the Hawk Report. That's a good job by you, Dom. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Happy Eve before Eve.
Well, let me tell you, Jeff, I was in such a great mood yesterday. The Steelers win. If the Packers can polish off the Ravens for you, you wind up winning the division before even having to play another game. And now I'm in a terrible mood because DK Metcalf has been suspended for a couple of games. I guess we start here. Did the NFL overstep by giving him a 2-game suspension, in your opinion?
I don't think in any league can you have a player touch a fan, let alone swing at a fan. So I get why it's a 2-game suspension. I guess my thing would be, and listen, DK can't do it no matter what is said, how heinous, and we don't know. I mean, the fact that this guy was very willing to talk and has quickly lawyered up and has apparently done this before.
Yeah.
There's got to be some consequence for the dude. Like, it's just like stuff you see on social media where guys hide behind a keyboard and type all kinds of stuff. Like, if he's saying things or purposely trying to get under his skin, DK's got to walk away from it. But, like, there's got to be something that changes from a fan standpoint. Like, you just don't have license, or you shouldn't have license. Or if you do it, you should do it where you get down onto the field and you say it right to their face with no one else around.
It does seem premeditated to me that this guy was looking for what happened to happen. And DK just simply needs to be smarter there. And I think the NFL and stadium security did DK a disservice as well. Again, in no way saying what DK did was okay. But if this happened before, that guy shouldn't have been allowed to attend games from that point forward.
No, and I mean, listen, if you're a Detroit usher, like, unless there's some league-wide wanted, and even so, the guy's got a blue wig on. Like, how would you recognize this dude? But now that this guy's lawyering up, and I mean, it just seems like one of those pests that you deal with on social media that's just trying to get a rise out of somebody, trying to get some attention, and now he has it. And the fact that, you know, he's got this lawyer early, he's trying to protect himself from the NFL doing anything, and who knows, maybe he'll try to sue the Steelers or the league or DK, you know, for some type of trauma when obviously, if you're going to wear a blue wig and look like an idiot in the stands, you're putting yourself out there as you know. Yeah.
The guy's a clown. The guy's absolutely a clown. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, you were in the locker room following the game in Detroit, and it's a huge win. And there were a ton of storylines that at the end of the game are probably front of mind more than the DK situation. But were you able to get, even off the record, the pulse of the team on what happened there?
No. I mean, because we knew a little bit of, you're talking about with DK,
right?
No, I don't know that many, if any, saw it.
Yeah.
And I think, to your point, I mean, it was such a crazy ending that you're still trying to process how the game ended. And you're curious how these guys were dealing with the last couple of minutes and figuring out whether they won a huge game or somehow lost a game they were in control of that would have been a big win for them. And then there's, you know, the how they ran the football and the catch by Gainwell and Jalen Warren, 245-yard touchdown runs. And I mean, there's so many different stories. The left side of the offensive line, some plays on defense, you know, they went there with where they made some plays on defense. You know, Derek Harmon going back home and getting a win. I mean, it was a great, there were so many great storylines that no, and in the span of like the 10 minutes that you get, that just wasn't, and when DK wasn't around, it kind of lost that right there.
Last couple of things on DK, because those are the things I would rather be talking about, because all of a sudden it became fun a Steelers fan again, Jeff. But the tangible, how do they go about replacing DK Metcalf if this Browns game is winning in for them? If the Ravens can stave off elimination, how do you go about replicating what DK Metcalf brings to the table?
And isn't this the fear factor when we've discussed that receiver room is like, man, if DK goes down, they got nobody.
I compiled a very unfortunate list. They don't win in Cleveland anymore. What are they, lost 5 or 6 games and all against different quarterbacks and weird scenarios? Now this game's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, and Cleveland isn't giving up. They showed that against Buffalo. Yep. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't find a way to win. It's just they don't have anyone. You know, you've got Herbig to go in and outside linebacker. Okay, you've got Jack Sawyer, and you feel like you've got some players that are going to either make impacts in the league or have. Now, in the receiver room, you have added MVS and Adam Thielen, but I don't think either of those guys have a physical fear factor for a defense. I mean, DK is just a monster. There are no players like DK. Mm-hmm. So this is going to obviously test their depth. It probably is going to give an opportunity for Roman Wilson to get back on the field. And here's your chance, Roman. You know, you've been looked over. People are ripping you. I'm sure. I can't imagine what his Twitter or X or social looks like. He's probably going to get a chance to go make some plays. He might be their best downfield threat, or at least a guy that you'd throw the ball up to with a little bit more size than Calvin. And Calvin's dealing with an injury. So, yeah, I mean, maybe they could use the tight ends.
And hopefully those tight ends don't fumble the football in the red zone. That might not be fair for me to throw on Mount Washington because he's been so good this year. But, boy, that could have flipped the game. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Starkey yesterday said he could see the Steelers contending for the Super Bowl. And I know the afternoon show talked a bunch about it. I sort of laid the case in the morning show, Jeff, that if we weren't all so close to it, if there was another team in the AFC doing what the Steelers are doing, I think we'd all think that they are dangerous. Elite quarterback play, running the football, stopping the run the last couple of weeks, getting hot at the right time. They've shown that they have a ton of depth. If another team in the conference were doing these things, I think we'd all be going, man, we don't want to play them. Do you think the Steelers are a dangerous team?
I do, probably for as much as what you laid out, but more so is no Kansas City.
Yep.
No Baltimore. likely. I mean, in this scenario, if the Steelers are in, Baltimore's not. No Joe Burrow. A Buffalo defense that's horrible. Like, for those reasons, yes. I don't think that there are other teams in the league that you're scared of, that especially at home in the first round that you can't beat. But Denver has flaws. Like, every one of them has flaws, or they have situations where you could figure out a way to win. There's a Steelers team, what was it, back in 89 that went to the AFC Championship game. That wasn't a great team, but they kicked like a 51, back when a 51-yard field goal was a long field goal. Gary Anderson kicks a field goal in Houston, and they win that game, and they go to Denver, and they nearly win that game, and Merrill Hodge goes off because there was no great team in the league that year. So could the Steelers do that? Yes, with Aaron Rodgers. Now, they could get blown out at home,
right,
in a first playoff game. It's just been one of those years. I don't think it's for the Steelers, yes. But for the AFC in general, it's been one of those years where just weird stuff is happening. I mean, you could argue Jacksonville's the best team in the league, but are you scared of them in a playoff scenario right now? Probably not.
No, I don't think I'm scared of anybody apart from Buffalo, and I don't even think they're top to bottom that good. It's just the Josh Allen factor.
If Josh Allen had Houston's defense, man, I would be scared of that team.
Yes. Yes. They would be the prohibitive favorite. And here's the other thing. If Buffalo traipsed on in here for the wild card round, the super wild card round, Jeff, all the damn pressure in the world is on Josh Allen and on McDermott in those Buffalo Bills, because I think the national story is, all right, Josh, with all these great quarterbacks out, with your bugaboo out, it's your time to shine. Jeff, one last thing here for you. Pat Bostic going to be joining us here for the rest of the show. He didn't want to talk to you, Jeff. I don't believe that. What do you think Mike Tomlin's going to say about the DK Metcalf situation today? I am fascinated because we know he went to bat for Mason Rudolph, but this is a little bit different of a situation.
I think he's going to have a prepared statement in his open.
Yeah.
And say it's a legal situation. He'll have no other comments, and then he'll be asked a couple of questions. He might comment on trying to fill his role on the field, but I don't think he's going to go into depth much on, you know, players' responsibilities not to be in the stands. Like, he'll say something in a statement and then say, I'm not going to answer questions. And when he's asked about it, he'll say, didn't you hear what I said? I'm not going to answer questions in statement. And I get it from their standpoint.
I do too.
And by the way, you know, quickly as an aside, Sunday had like three stories that could have lasted a week or at least a couple of days. What happened with Sid passing Mario, and then Pitt just kicking the hell out of Penn State as they finally played each other in a sport other than, you know, volleyball or occasionally baseball. Like, that was awesome. There was so much that happened on Sunday. And then the DK stuff on top of the game itself. I mean, Steelers ran for over 200 yards with two dudes on the left side of their line. One was a late round pick, and one was on a practice squad and persevered for 3 years. Like, so many great stories. And by the way, I'm not so sure that the appeal won't be successful.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
As I understand it, Roger Goodell's to hear the appeal. And I think it might be at least I think this is how he's going to view it. It would be a tough look for him to not rubber stamp the suspension when you have a player punching a fan. I just think he doesn't want to be looked at like that. That's my guess, but I guess time will tell.
What if he just came out and said, listen, we've set up an octagon. We're going to put this fan and DK in, and we're going to let them go. And then if the fan gets out, we'll suspend DK for the, you know, rest of the year. If he doesn't, you know, we'll save him, but only after a brief intimidation.
I think DK,
like, never let DK hit him. But just have this dude have to stand in the ring, and then it'd be like, you know, you'd see on some movie where you'd see a trickle down the leg by this dude of having to stand there with DK and then say those things over and over to the guy.
Yeah, I think DK would sign up for that.
I think he would too. I think lawyer up would probably not.
Jeff, appreciate your time. Merry Christmas, buddy, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, Merry Christmas, Adam. Merry Christmas, Dom.
Thanks, pal. That's the great Jeff Hathorn with the Hawk Report.
Gah!
The Hawk Report.
Gah!
Brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. Tomlin is Jeff, he knows Tomlin press conferences better than anybody. He's been at every single dang on Tomlin press conference. I think he's right. I think it's a prepared statement from Tomlin at the start, and then he deflects any questions that follow. Tomlin, who, by the way, was feeling himself after the game.
Seven-shot football. Living life. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
I love Brooke Pryor. I think she does a wonderful job. But that's the best I've felt about Mike Tomlin in years. And I think you, Steelers fans, well, I think we should be mailing you Christmas cards. I'll explain why when we come back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
722, make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Pony has had the take the last couple of weeks. I saw a video pop out yesterday saying that the fire Tomlin chants make us look bad and they have aged like milk. I will agree with part of that. I do think it's aged like milk. Steelers are 3-0 since the fire Tomlin chants. Steelers are averaging 28 points per game since the fire Tomlin chants. Mike Tomlin, the last two games, has the Steelers 5-for-5 on fourth downs. They're throwing the ball down the field. So yes, Mike Tomlin has done his best coaching job since the chants. That being said, they were justified at the time. It looked like this year was last year, which was the year before, and the year before, and the year before. It looked like time was a flat circle. It was getting to crunch time. You're in a playoff chase. You got a big-time team coming to town, and the Steelers got mollywopped just like they did last year against the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. And we were sick of it. Now, all credit goes to Mike Tomlin for turning the ship around and in a way that makes the Steelers feel more legitimate than they have probably since Roethlisberger retired. Full marks to Tomlin. But I think we were justified at the time, and I'll go one step further. I think we helped. I think this has been a rallying cry. We heard what Jalen Ramsey had to say about the fire Tomlin chants. He thought they were BS. I bet you that's the overwhelming prevailing sentiment within the locker room. I think they're rallying for Tomlin, and I think Tomlin's fueled by it too. Right, Brooke?
Seven-shot football. Living life. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
I've never liked Tomlin more. And again, I have nothing against Brooke. But she asks him all the time, what gives you confidence you could turn this around? And it's fueling him. It's fueling them. Rodgers made it a point to walk off the field with Cam Hayward after the victory, singing the praises of his coach, who just got his 200th career NFL win. I think you need to hit rock bottom before you can bounce back. I think that was rock bottom. I think fans were justified to do it, and I actually think it's helped. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Adam.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
You didn't have to come in. This is wonderful.
I never have to come in, but I always like to.
That's nice.
Actually, I technically do have to come in on Thursdays.
Oh.
Not this Thursday, though.
So this, you're just making up
no,
for
I just
missing
wanted
the
to,
Thursday show?
I felt bad. You know, no Doran. I know that's tough for you.
It is. I missed him greatly yesterday.
But, you know, I wanted to come in. You had Caboli yesterday, right? For a period of time.
Yeah, and I love Caboli. He's not Doran.
No.
I missed Doran today.
No,
I missed
Doran.
The three of us. And I got to sit here with intern Dom?
Oh, Dom's a nice change of pace.
Dom's the best.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Dom.
There's a poinsettia, Pat, in our line of view. I can't really see you.
Well, and we all got a company-wide email. We're not allowed to touch the poinsettias.
Well, I'm just happy that this one's living. The last two, when I was over there last week, were dead as a doornail.
Look in the corner back there. I mean, that is grotesque.
It is.
That thing's going to produce an odor soon, Pat.
Yeah. You think if we started chanting, like, fire poinsettia, it would come back to life?
I think it would. I think that's what happened to the Steelers. Great radio job by you. It has to be a galvanizing thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, you got Rodgers saying maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week. You got Ramsey and Cam. And you know, obviously, they think a lot of Mike Tomlin in that locker room. And whether that's a good or bad thing depends upon the circumstance, right? I mean, they like him too much. He's too nice to him. He's too lenient. But obviously, there's a great deal of respect, and they want to perform well for him. And that's always been the case, but when you hear that at your home venue, you know, and then you're coming off of, what, a couple weeks before that, hearing Go Pack Go chants in Acrisure Stadium. But, no, I mean, it clearly was on Tomlin's mind. You know, if he's going to call out a reporter.
Exactly.
I mean, you say you don't listen, you don't hear it as a player, but you do.
That's what gives me confidence, Brooke. I love that.
That's a great line.
I love that. I love pounding your chest. Now, I will say, it gives me a little bit of worry because back in this way back machine, 2017, the Steelers were filling themselves a lot. And Mike Tomlin was on with Tony Dungy on NBC, and he said, this won't just be the first time we play the Patriots. There will be a second meeting. Well, the second meeting never came. I want them to be pissed off for greatness. I don't want them to think they've achieved anything yet. And I think Rodgers can help keep them grounded. And that's the intangible. Patty, the tangible. This guy is playing elite football. I've got statistics to back it up. You can do the full-on quarterback guru
Hit
breakdown.
Hit me with the stats, Crowley.
These are incredible. During the three-game winning streak, 80.2 adjusted completion rate. So his completion percentage is 71.5. His adjusted rate, 80.2%. That means 20% of the balls he throws has thrown. Not good balls. 783 total yards. 5 total touchdowns. 0 picks. 8 big-time throws, according to PFF. And a 106.4 passer rating. Now, I didn't see this, but they also grade on turnover-worthy plays. Apart from a throw against Miami where Freiermuth was getting held, and that's why Rodgers threw the ball, and so I understand why he threw it. I can't think of one time he put the ball in harm's way, man. He's playing elite football. They're lighting up the scoreboard, and he's not putting the ball in danger. Oh, It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the throwing and obviously the mechanics and the execution. It's the control of the offense that I think is at another level. I mean, the Jaylen Warren toss for a touchdown, the toss sweep to the left. He gave a little signal to DK, and they ran like a little smoke route back there, little slant route off of just an RPO look. It held the safety. It held the corner. They were leveraged to the field. It kind of looked like he was putting the peace sign down, like, see, I know this is a touchdown, but it was actually just a little hand signal for a route adjustment. But like that little nuance to the offense is such a welcomed benefit to having a veteran. I think, too, like the third down completions to Scotty Miller, to Thielen twice were all check with me plays.
Yep.
Like they went to the line and kind of a double wing set with Gainwell and a tight end. And he probably had a menu. They call those menu plays, like get in the same formation, hard count, let's see what they're doing, and let's get to a play. You can do that five or six times before they really get a beat on what your signal is, and you can change them, obviously, but he got to a couple different looks. They hit the curl route to Thielen, the in cut. That's stuff that we have not seen at that position really since Ben. And I would say this. I mean, and he learned from one of the best in Favre, but pre-snap, getting free plays, manipulating cadence, understanding how to mess with the defense, I don't think there's been a better quarterback ever.
Yeah.
Than Aaron Rodgers. Then you get to post-snap, the action passes, the play fakes, the way he can contort his body and throw with different arm angles. Dude, like, I've been saying it all year, but I mean, I don't see how you can not want him to come back, regardless of what happens. It's this little window. Now, if he gets hurt or something, obviously, knock on wood, we don't want that to happen. But this dude's playing, I don't know, give me another quarterback in the AFC that's not named Josh Allen that's better.
I can't. I mean, Drake May played a really good fourth quarter against the Ravens.
Right.
But before that, I mean, they were looking kind of like the fraudulent bunch that we've discussed them being. Not that they're not a good football team, but they're probably far from great. He was clutch, and he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And he should merit some MVP consideration. But the first time he steps out onto a field in the playoffs will be the first time he's ever played a playoff game. I'll take Rodgers over him. Because of the experience factor in the way that Rodgers is playing. I don't think there's anybody else, man.
No.
There's not.
That I'd take. I wouldn't put my money on anybody else not named Josh Allen.
And it was in the cold, and it's in the dome. It's on the road in a very hostile place to play where the Steelers got thumped the last two times they were there in Baltimore. So I don't see any reason to think he could slow down, apart from, hey, his number one receiver not being there the next 2 weeks, which we will get into. Also, Starkey. With a take of all takes yesterday, and I want to see if you agree with it. Are we seeing who's smarter than a plumber next?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's right. It's time to test our trivia knowledge against the brilliant, the affable Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Then we'll get back into the Steelers talk and Joe Starkey's take that sent shockwaves and ripples through the Pittsburgh community yesterday. Good morning, Jake. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Pat. How are you today, sir?
Good, Jake. How you doing, man?
Hanging in there. So I have to ask, what happened to the meat?
I don't know where the cooler went. So if you don't know, Southside Jake dropped off a cooler stacked to the gills with deer meat, gave it to Harry Callis, who then told nobody and left it in the studio for 48 hours. So your cooler is ruined. The meat is ruined. You killed a living thing, dragged it through the woods. Yeah, prepared it.
Fruits of labor.
It's an absolute, it's the most disrespectful thing that Nicholas Harry Callis has ever done. And that list is long, my friends.
Probably should have told him that he would be hammered drunk that night.
Yeah.
You didn't realize he'd be sleeping in the studio.
Yeah. Just everyone out there, imagine Nicholas Harry Callis. Everyone knows Harry Callis. Sleeping overnight in the studio with breakfast burrito crumbs all over his breasts. And a rotting deer carcass in the corner.
A carcass.
And then just imagine what Austin Bechtold had to walk into at 10 a.m. Mm. My God. All right, Jake, no Doran today. We do have Pat, and we've got intern Dom. So I think we got a good shot to beat you today. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, easy upgrade from Harry to Dom for trivia knowledge, I feel like. Definitely. So definitely you can use your lifelines, and Dom can be a lifeline. How about that?
There I love go. It.
All
Let's
right.
Let's do it.
First question. It's a Penguin question. With six shootout attempts or more, what Penguins player holds the highest shootout percentage in franchise history?
It has to be Erik Christensen. Final answer. Let's
go. Well, at 66.7%, A, it's not Erik Christensen because it was A. B, Jarkko Ruutu. C, David Perron. Or D, Steve Downey.
It's got to be Christensen.
Are we all guessing here, or are we guessing together?
We're a team.
We're a team. I am of no assistance to you.
I know that. This is not your milieu.
We'll be on the next question. Don't worry. So you're going to go with A?
I mean, he's the best Penguin shootout guy of all time. The sample size thing is giving me pause, and there's absolutely no reason why Steve Downey should even be on the list. So I kind of feel like he's the answer, but I'm going to go.
Well,
with,
I love Steve Downey.
I'm going to go. You do love Downey. I'm going to go with Christensen.
Erik Christensen is incorrect. He is a 60.9% shootout percentage.
Nice.
Actually, C, David Perron, 66.7% is the franchise shootout percentage leader. He is actually 6-for-9 in a Penguins
nice.
Uniform. So, Erik Christensen is number two on the list.
Thank you. All right. Do move on.
Wow, you're so sad.
I'm pissed about that right. one, but go on.
He was so confident.
I was.
Well,
I didn't even wait for the answers.
I told you it wasn't Erik Christensen, but okay.
Yeah.
I write these questions before I come on, and I didn't know I was going to have a quarterback sitting next to you. So, how many laces are stitched into an NFL football?
Jeez.
A, 7, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 12?
To be honest with you, you only really contact the top couple. So I don't.
Speak for
How
yourself.
How many times have you had a football in your hand, do you think, in your life, Pat?
hundreds of thousands, and I'd never, honestly, never thought to count the laces.
I think 10 to 12 sounds too much.
I want to say...
Remember, you have your 50-50, and you do have Dom as your lifeline.
I think it's either 8 or 10. It's definitely not the lower one. You said 6 was the first option?
7.
7.
7. Ooh, 8 is geez. 7.
You want to do 50-50?
Let's do 50-50.
Okay, 50-50. We're going to leave on the board. B, 8, and C, 10.
You dirty dog, you.
Dom,
I don't want to go to you if you have no idea. Do you think you have an
idea? There's about a 3/4 of an inch, well, a little bit less than that, between each lace.
Mm-hmm.
And the laces don't span the entire length of the football, obviously. It's
right.
I'm feeling pretty good about 8.
8 sounds right to me.
We'll go with 8.
B8, final answer?
Yeah, 8.
You guys got it. Woo-hoo! Nice job.
Good
nice
job, Patty.
Nice job.
That would look bad on you.
A little bit embarrassing that I had to use a 50-50.
Would have looked bad.
Hey.
Just call like I see it.
All is well that ends well.
All right,
what
do you
got?
That's
one of those things you never think about.
No doubt about it. That's a great question, Jake.
Rubber match.
All right. Final question. And, you know, I'm not a huge Steeler fans, but I really like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's amazing. So this is an Aaron Rodgers question.
Mm.
In 2015, Aaron Rodgers was a contestant on this popular game show. A, Wheel of Fortune. B, Jeopardy. C, The Price is Right. Or D, BattleBots.
There's got to be some sort of catch here, because it's like quite obviously Jeopardy, no? I think the catch is he might have been on multiple things, and it was a different year for Jeopardy.
No, honestly, this is a straight-up question. 2015,
Jeopardy.
And one of the four... He was on.
He was on Jeopardy.
So,
yeah, we'll go with Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Are you sure he wasn't on BattleBots?
Get out of here.
B, Jeopardy is correct. He beat Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, and a astronaut named Mark Kelly.
Jeez.
And another fun fact, in 2021, he was invited to be the host for 2 weeks.
That's
which
right.
Is amazing. So
smart guy. And he'll tell you he's too. Smart, too.
He is a smart guy, man.
He all right,
smart.
Jake.
I mean... Ball IQ is off the charts. Let's be real.
Ball IQ is way off the charts. You see that Orlovsky video yesterday? It was about that little DK holding the backside safety.
Oh, yeah.
Ball IQ is at a different level. Yeah.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers was also in a Game of Thrones episode.
Was he?
Fun fact. Yeah.
Did he do ayahuasca?
Walk on, too. How about that? They didn't even call him. He was a walk on.
Jake, you're the man. So. Appreciate your time. Happy Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
Same to you guys. Happy holidays, and we will talk to you next week. Nice seeing you, Pat.
Good seeing you, Jake. Appreciate you, man.
Goodbye, later,
guys.
I'm a big Happy Christmas guy.
That's a good song, too.
It is a good song.
John Lennon.
Yes. I think Molsey was saying the other day he hates that song. It might be.
Molsey hates a lot of things.
He does. It might be the best Christmas song. Happy Christmas.
Well, there's... Of the modern ilk, like mm-hmm. We're not talking Gene Autry and... Bing Crosby. I mean, the Eagles. The Eagles Christmas song is really good. Bells will be ringing.
Oh. Yes. I'm a big fan of Mariah Carey as well. This is her time of the year to shine.
I was with my dad over the weekend. He goes, Mariah Carey ruined Christmas music for me.
See, it's overplayed.
Oh, man.
But this is her time where she will be on every single national show. But she won't be in the studio. She'll be at her house, and she's always laying horizontally. She's laying horizontally on some sort of sofa.
Yeah, a love seat.
Yes, it is a love seat.
We were at...
just horizontal Mariah Carey.
Have you ever been to Bingham Tavern?
I just got wings from there on Sunday for the
phenomenal.
Game.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
We were there last night, and Christina Aguilera was doing a Christmas concert in Paris. Christina Aguilera from Plum.
I didn't know that until Doran told me that.
Plumbura.
Had no clue.
Her and McAfee.
Yeah.
I think she bounced around a little bit in Pittsburgh in terms of where she was.
Miss Aguilera did.
Yeah, in terms of where she lived, of course.
I knew what you were putting down.
Right. Well, you tend to take things, you tend to take a hard left turn.
I didn't.
When
she's
I want to take a
around there, Pat, what are you saying, bud?
When I want to take a soft right turn, you take a hard left.
That's right.
That's just who you are.
That's why the show is as popular as it is. I miss Doran because usually he'll lambaste me for such things.
I'm too nice to you.
You are nicer to me You both know how to prod.
What's funny about you three, and I know we have to go to break.
Now, Dom telling me that we can't go to break. There's something going on back there.
Is Doran's mean to you. You're equally mean to Callis.
Mm-hmm.
And then Callis just has nowhere to go with it, right? There's nowhere to... Is he mean to anybody? He tries to be.
I think he could treat himself with some more respect. I think he's quite so hard on himself.
He just loathes in his own self.
Yes.
He just sits there in his self-loathing.
Yes, that's exactly right. He gets very defensive, and I think that comes from a place of where he judges himself.
Laying there drooling with...
He's not drooling.
Burrito crust all
over
his...
Well, that night he was, yeah.
With a deer carcass and a igloo cooler.
Southside Jake was most pissed off because he's like, that was a really expensive cooler, and I got to throw it out now. Because you can't.
No, once you let something sit in there...
You're screwed.
Well, there's just... Yeah, that's not... There's all sorts of problems.
Oh, God. Oh, you can't... You don't even open it. You just throw the whole thing out.
Callis should do something for Jake for the holidays.
I agree
with
that.
As a result. There needs to be some repentance here.
Yeah, that's a big-time foul.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to the animal.
I mean...
The animal died in vain.
Can you imagine, though, if you, like, put it in the fridge?
Here. See, that would be better.
It would be much better.
And then send out an email.
And then
hey,
Recky goes and like sees a deer carcass in the fridge.
Oh. You want to hear Starkey's hot take?
Yes.
I, for the first time in a long, long, long time, look at the Steelers and can envision them in the Super Bowl, contending for the Super Bowl. Have I lost my mind?
All right, well, Pat. Well. Wait, hold on. Close your eyes. Dom, I invite you to close your eyes. Mm. Everyone out there who's not driving, close your eyes. Can you see Aaron Rodgers in your mind's eye leading these Pittsburgh Steelers on to the field for Super Bowl 60? He runs out there. Mike Tomlin trailing him. 53-man roster in full gate. Fireworks going off left and right. We don't do the flash bulbs thing anymore. Can you really see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He can see it. Dom, yeah. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. I can.
I can see it, man. That game Sunday for me, I told you this last week, said it to you yesterday with Mr. Cabali, with last week with Doran. This was a huge litmus test game for me. And I know Detroit isn't what they maybe have been. They're just their defensive backfield has been eviscerated by injury. Their offensive line isn't what it was. But to go into that environment, a must-win game. There's been two must-win games against elite top third teams over the last five seasons that Pittsburgh's had to go on the road and win. And they've done both. And not of the 14-10 variety. Like, there's been enough explosion on offense, both via the run and the pass, that I think it's sustainable. Now, you mentioned the elephant in the room, which is no DK Metcalf for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
However, there were guys making big-time plays in that game that weren't DK Metcalf.
Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller with a slant catch on. He had three catches, the toe-tap catch. I mean,
in a row.
Kenneth Gainwell's been their best offensive player. Yes, I can see them making a run and making the Super Bowl. Now, like, how do I feel about them playing the Philadelphia Eagles or the Rams? I don't know, but I, for the first time in a very long time, probably pre-2020, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are dangerous. I think they've always been good, between average and good. They're dangerous right now, and a lot of it has to do with number 8.
Well, well, well. I did not expect to hear you say that. We're going to expand on it next. Starkey says he could see the Steelers winning the Super Bowl, or at least contending for a Super Bowl. Bostic says the same thing. A texter writes in, he could see Aaron Rodgers running down the tunnel with an American flag. Oh my God, it's so hot, the texter writes.
Wow.
Can you see the same thing? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Our guy, Joe Starkey, said this.
I, for the first time in a long, long, long time, look at the Steelers and can envision them in the Super Bowl, contending for the Super Bowl. Have I lost my mind?
Holy bird milk! Do you agree? Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bostic said he agrees. Intern Dom is here filling in for Harry Callis. He says he agrees. Do you? You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I said this yesterday, Pat.
Let's hear it.
If the Steelers weren't the Steelers, but let's say the Indianapolis Colts were playing this way, and they were running the football for 200 yards and 2 weeks in a row stopping the run, and you had a quarterback playing at an elite level, and you had a head coach that had won a Super Bowl before, and your quarterback's won a Super Bowl before, and you're getting pressure on the quarterback, and you look around the AFC and you don't see a Mahomes, and there's no Lamar, there's no Joe Burrow, I think we'd be going, oh boy, Indianapolis is dangerous. I think if we took off our black and gold colored glasses, which in this case I think some fans might look through negatively because of the playoff failures over the last almost decade, I think we would say that's a dangerous football team. And I think the Steelers are dangerous. I think the Steelers could wind up in the AFC Championship game. I just have a hard time thinking they can, with their inconsistencies from earlier this year, win three straight to get to the Super Bowl. I could see them winning a couple. I can't see them winning three straight against elite competition given the failures they've had in the past.
If I would have told you that in consecutive weeks the Steelers would beat the Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Lions, what would you have said?
I wouldn't have bought it then. I thought that they were going to have a losing when they dropped to 6-6 and he had to fire Tomlin chance. I thought it was going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season. I thought he lost the plot. I thought it was done.
I think there's been material change to how they've approached the game. Some of that may be Tomlin. Some of that's Arthur Smith. I think a lot of it's Aaron Rodgers. And I do think there's some truth to the theory that they tried not to get him hit too much early in the year. And now they're – obviously they're protecting better. But when you throw the ball down the field and you create explosive plays, you're able to run the ball, which creates balance, which allows you – to protect the quarterback. The defense has to respect both elements of your offensive attack. I just think they're a different football team right now. Just like they were a different football team last year at this point in time, in the other direction.
They were playing like one of the worst teams in the NFL.
They had regressed.
Yeah.
And the reason I say they're dangerous is that the trigger man, the guy that has the ball in his hands, has affected everybody else in that organization, in that building, in a positive way. Now, he's taken his coaches back in the process, right? He's had his back. He's defended the organization as if he had been here for more than the 6 months he's been here.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.